Welcome to Energy Medicine Radio with Dr. Wu Di and Ilav, a celebration of unique healing modalities for your mind, body, and soul, opening the pathway to wellness, enlightenment, and creative living. Our mission is to share consciousness-shifting information with humanity and help people improve and transform their overall quality of health, wealth, and happiness. Thank you for joining us.
This is Dr. Wu Di from Miami Beach, live.
And I'm Ilav. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Energy Medicine Radio Show.
This is our first broadcast, and we want to welcome all of you and thank you for the email responses we got today. And this is an exciting time for both of us. I'm a doctor of medical Qigong and also an acupuncturist here in Miami Beach, and I've been involved in the healing arts for about 35 or 40 years now. And we got together with E. She's a good friend, lives in Tampa, and we were talking about something we could do together. She does a healing through, tell them a little bit about the bowl healing that you do, the sound healing.
I do crystal singing, singing bowl sound healing, and it's utilizing the same principles as the metal singing bowls that the Tibetans use. Although the materials are different, so they are coordinating with all the different chakras and energy systems and different notes. And the crystal singing bowls are actually made out of 99.9% quartz crystal. They come in all different sizes, and therefore they're coming in different tones. And these tones activate different chakras. They also clean, cleanse, and clear the energy system. So it's almost like you're having a retuning, if you will. And a lot of people have experiences when they're around sound healing, and especially singing bowl sound healing, because the left and the right hemispheres actually start to balance and activate more equally. So it's a very interesting modality.
Thanks, E. That sounds really exciting. You know, years ago when I got into the healing arts, it's sort of it's an interesting story that I was brought up as a very hyperactive kid, and at the time there was no Ritalin, there's no drug, so my dad put me in martial art classes, and when I took those martial art classes, they really, my teacher was really a disciplinarian. I had to stand in horse stands for half an hour, and we really learned the principles about integrity, holding the position, respect for the teacher, respect for oneself, respect for your opponents. And from the martial arts, I eventually got into the healing arts, and then from the healing arts, I got into the spiritual work. So it starts off as a warrior, and then one moves in their path of growth into a healer, and then from the healer, you move into another path, you know, like the priest. So the combination of warrior, healer, priest, as you evolve on the path, it gives you a very interesting concept and how work things. So E and me, we got together and we were talking, what will we do? How will we put this? What could we give you the most of all these years of experience? And we decided to set some goals. So if you have a pencil and paper out there and a pad of paper, just draw like an X and O pattern. And I want to show you this thing. It's called the magic square. The magic square is actually the basis for the I Ching, for the Pakwa, for many different, the yin and yang patterns, medicine and Chinese medicine. It's like the root of the Chinese medicine. They say that the emperor at the time was trying to control the Yellow River. It was overflowing the banks, and they said this turtle came up. And the turtle had a pattern written. I sounded a little British today, a pattern. It had a pattern on it, And it showed him these different segments in life. And if you draw, you know, like I said, an X and O thing, and on the very bottom of it, you know, the very lower center, you put the number one. And number one, this is a magic square. It's a formula, and I'll teach you how to do this tonight.
Well, like tic-tac-toe, they're going to draw a box, and it has nine squares in it. So three at the top, three in the middle, and three at the bottom.
And we're going to work with the square at the bottom in the middle first. Put a number one there. And then if you go to the upper one on the right, that's a number two. And then on the left, in the center, you put a number three. Above that, number four. In the middle, a number five. And on the lower right, a number six. And in the middle thing, number seven, right above the six. And then on the lower left, an eight. And then right in the middle on the top, that's a nine. So if you add any of those up, they all add up to 15. You know, 8 and 1 and 6 is 15, 6 and 7 and 2 is 15, 2 and 5 and 8 is 15. And this gives you, they call it the magic square because it all adds up to 15. A 5 and 1 is 6. And, of course, the root of 6 would be 3. So that's Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. That's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, body, mind, and spirit. It has a whole big significance on our planet, father, mother, and child. So it's this magic square is set up to give you a way to set your goals. And it's very interesting. On the bottom middle, where we put the number one, you put mission or what your mission is in life or what your career is about, what you really want in your life. And if you put that down, then we're going to go through the 1 through 9, and then I'll tell you how to work it, okay? So this is a way for you to set your goals just like we set our goals for the radio station, and then we'll tell you more about what we have planned for the next year. In the number 2, it's your relationships. It's also marriage and dual cultivation. Dual cultivation means you cultivate your mate. So a lot of times when we're in a relationship, what we do is we try to work on the relationship and we try to work on the relationship and we try to work on the relationship, and it never works. You can't really work on the relationship. If you work on yourself, the relationship will get better. That's number 2, relationships and dual cultivation. And then we're going to move to the very left side, the east, in the middle, that's number 3. And that's about your tribe or your family. Right above that is your wealth and your money, number 4. And in the middle is earth. That's where the spirit is. So that's like the divine light comes in there. That's number 5. And in the lower right, number 6, that's travel, helpful people, and patrons. Number 7 is your children, your projects, your legacy, what you leave. What'll be left for the future? Okay, that's, and then number 8 in the lower left is self-cultivation. And then in the very top, in the center, that's where fame is. That's where your success is. So you set up this pattern like that. If you've ever looked at the Chinese Pakwa, it's got a yin-yang thing or a mirror in the middle, and then it's got, you know, all these lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines around it.
Some people call it Bagua as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Bagua. Well, it's my English accent. So anyway, once you set up this pattern, then we start to fill in the blanks. You decide, what do I want in my career? You know, what do I want to be when I grow up? You know, what is my mission in life? You want to get clear on your mission, just like we decided. What's the mission of this radio station. What can we give you? E, do you have the mission statement right there that you can read it?
I do have our mission statement.
Yeah, we spent some time working together and deciding what the mission statement is, and E's going to tell you right now.
Our mission statement is to share consciousness-shifting information with humanity and help people improve and transform their overall quality of health, wealth, and happiness. And they're all interrelated. And notice that health comes first, because without your health, you know, wealth and everything else doesn't matter. Really, health is the foundation of life and being happy. And it's interesting because you were talking about number six. And another thing about six is it connects with above and below. And it's a it really talks to our ability to use our imagination and the intellect combined. So it's this yin and yang quality. And it's also really about love. It relates to the planet Venus and family. Very interesting.
Very nice. You know, Stephen Jobs, you know, he did the Apple computer. He was a great guy. But you know, when he died, you know how much money he left?
I don't know how much money he left.
He left it all.
Oh, right, of course.
So the idea, when we're talking about health is number one, if you're healthy, you can always make money. And you can have happiness. But health is number one. So we'll be spending a lot of time on things that we can do to improve your health, to improve our health, to make us all healthy. And then maybe we'll all become wealthy, and that is the next is happiness. So health is wealth, and we're going to talk a lot about that. Let's move up to the magic square in number two. Number two is about relationships. It's about marriage. It's about dual cultivation. If you have a guru-disciple relationship, that's usually up in number two. And it's really important. We all want to find love and find that perfect person. And sometimes we go into a relationship, and it's not the best thing in the world. But it's a relationship, and we're getting some energy. So we don't mind if the energy is bad or if the energy is good. We just want the energy. So sometimes a person will stay in an abusive relationship just because the energy is there. The worst thing you can do in a relationship is put in no energy at all. No good energy, no bad energy. There's just nothing, because it's all about energy. And as we develop our spiritual digestive system, we'll be able to transform all energy and use it for our spiritual growth. So that's really an important thing, and we'll touch on that in the, you know, in the weeks as we move along. Number three is about your family or your tribe, your relationship with your family. I remember I went out with this girl once, and I really dug her. She was really quite, she was a dancer. She was a lot of fun. We went out, and I said, oh, where do your parents live? She said, I hate my parents. My parents are dead to me. And I went, whoa, they're dead to you. She said, yes, they are. So I used to live in Caracas, Venezuela. And living in Venezuela, I saw many patients. And I didn't speak a lot of Spanish at the time. And some lady came in to see me. She was having problems. She had pain on her right side where the liver is. So through the translator, I was asking, well, what's going on with this? She said, I have this pain. And so I said, is anybody else in your family have this pain? You know, I was thinking maybe it was, you know, hereditary. She said, my family is dead. I said, your family's dead? She said, yeah, everyone in my family is dead. I said, oh, I'm so sorry to hear. How did they die? She said, well, they're not really dead, but to me, they're dead. I
wow.
said, oh, my goodness. And she said, yes, my brother's dead, my sister-in-law is dead, they're all dead. So I said, you know, I've been brought up in a tradition of more Buddhist than Taoist, but I know some teachings that Jesus had, and I don't know that much about it, but I know he had two teachings, and one teaching that he gave was love each other, and the other one was drop it. If it's no good, drop it. Forgiveness. So anyway, I asked her what her religion was, and she said she was Catholic and crossed herself. And I said, well, do you believe in these teachings? Oh, of course, you know, I'm a devout Catholic. And I said, well, if you could forgive your brother and your sister and the people in your family, you could take that sword out of your liver and you would be healed. And she said, I would never, ever, ever do that. So I had to say to her and the translator, I'm very sorry, there's nothing I can do. Because a lot of it is about forgiveness and love. And that's what the show is about, of teaching those principles, not from a religious standpoint at all, but from an energetic standpoint. And that's what we'll be working on. Number four is the money one. Whoa, money, honey. That's about your wealth, what you want. I hear people say it all the time. I don't have any money. I'm out of bucks. I'm just a poor sucker. Well, you know what they are? You are what you say, and that's what they got. So we'll go into the money thing, and I'll give you some money magic things in the future. The middle one, number five, that's the earth. That's the center. That's where we are grounded in spirit. So everything passes. To get from one to nine, you have to pass through the five. To get from three to seven, you got to pass through the five. To get from eight to two, you got to pass through. So you're always passing through spirit. It's all about spirit and energy. And as we open more to spirit and energy, we'll start to grow inside. Because if you ask, you'll receive. The asking is not asking for a new bicycle. No, that's not it. Or asking for a new car. But asking to grow, asking to learn the lessons. So let's go on with this. Number five, spirit. Number six is travel and influential people. They're the patrons. Those are the people that you meet when you go somewhere, and they'll turn you on to some business deal, to some party, to some opportunity, to something to enrich your life. That's why it's so important to be social, to get out and meet people and share the energy with them. Share you. Share your pains. Share your happinesses. Share all about yourself. Number seven is about our projects. And here we are, E-Love and me, on the radio with you, sharing this new project of opening up energy for all of us. It has to do with what you're going to leave, what your legacy is. So if you're a writer, or if you're a singer, I know E makes music. She's a singer. And what else do you do on with your radio career? Tell people about it.
Well, I've been doing radio since 1995, and I've been playing music in the genre of world electronica. So it's world music with a little bit of a modern twist, very beautiful, very harmonious feeling. It's feel-good music. It's chill. It's lounge. Sometimes I'll play music that's a little bit more up-tempo, kind of get you moving in the dance mode, just get your energy flowing. And the music has intention behind it. It's always vibrationally of a high kind of vibration. And I spend many hours choosing and picking music every week for the radio show. So it's been just a wonderful blessing turning people on to music that is culturally diverse and positively influencing.
Great. That's my music lady right there.
And it's this fun. Is,
this is my first time on the radio, and people have always told me that I had a good face for radio, so that's why I came on. So number eight is self-cultivation. That's your exercise. That's your knowledge. So if you want to have a better relationship, you don't work on that relationship. You work on yourself, your exercise, your knowledge, your looks, everything about you. And what happens is you become more attractive. You become more attractive energetically, and somebody's going to come on and say, "Hey, baby."
Well, it's interesting because it's so typical for people when they're looking for a relationship, for example, to put that energy outside and put the energy into the searching, or energetically sometimes people will be putting their energy into not having that relationship. So their energy is like all about why they don't have it. And really, it is a little bit counterintuitive, but it makes so much sense that the more you enrich yourself, you will attract a mate that is vibrationally equivalent. And the higher you are energetically, and the more open you are, and the more at peace you are with yourself, you're more likely to attract somebody similar.
That's awesome.
So it's quality, not quantity.
Right.
Because sometimes the dating can be more about quantity.
Okay, let's go into the last one. It's number 9. Number 9 is about your fame. It's about how you show up in the world. It's a fire element, you know. It's the upper middle on the magic square. And number 9 is the number of infinity, because we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then it goes back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, because it's always, you know, the 10, but that's the 10 is back to 0 again. So number 9 is the completion. 9 times 9 is 81. 8 and 1 brings you back to a 9 again. So we're always looking at that. In China, the number 9 is the highest number you can be. Everybody wants that on their license plates, on their building. And the number, you know, like in the United States, if you get in an elevator, you can go up in the elevator and it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14. You know, they miss the 13 because 13 is supposed to be bad luck. Although we don't believe in it, there are no 13 floors in the U.S. In China, it goes 1, 2, 3, 5. There's no 4. 4 is the bad number. They hate that number. That's a bad luck number because it's a box. There's no openness. So the number 4 in China is a bad number. Now, the number 9, how do we get to what we want? So when we want to get what we want, first of all, we have to know where it is. Like if I say, hey, want to go for on a trip with me? And you say, yeah, I'd love to go with you. And we get in the car and we're all packed and we shut the doors and I say, are you ready? And they say, yeah, I'm ready. And where are we going? I don't know. Where are you? I don't know. I don't know where I'm going. Where are you going? So nobody knows. So the idea is you have to have a map. And that's what the magic square is about, giving you a map. If you want to know more about it, I have a program on the magic square. If you go to my website, Recharging Qi, Q-I, Gong, G-O-N-G, .com, and go to programs, you'll see something on magic square. E, didn't we decide to make, we're doing something special for the radio shows. Whenever we broadcast, we're going to have a different product and a different teaching. And when we do it, we're going to give everybody a discount, a big discount, that I never give. We're going to give it to you at 50% off. So if you go to the website and you go to the magic square and you put in a secret code, you put in when you go to order, I think it's $99, but you put in the code radio 1, the number 1, and then you get it for 50% off. So we'll do that on every show. We're not going to leave it up for long. It'll stay up all day today, and 12 o'clock tonight, the discount goes away. So if you want it, the teaching is 2 DVDs, plus a bunch of notes on the magic square, because there's things you can do in your life using this Pakwa system, using the magic square, to pull the energy into your life on exactly what you want. And we both did this in preparation for the show. Exactly what did we want to do, how did we want to share it, and how are we going to share this energy? Tell them a little bit about what we have planned for the future.
Well, each show is going to be featuring special guests, and those special guests will be discussing various different topics about energy and energy healing. And really, we have some amazing special guests lined up for you, and we're going to be putting up notices on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/energymedicineradio. And every couple of weeks, the show is on every 2 weeks, we will put notices about who's going to be on, and we'll be putting up a notice in a couple of days of our upcoming special guests. So really, we've handpicked the people that are coming on the show. Some of these people don't normally do radio, or they're not available always for this kind of an opportunity. So we're really bringing you a wealth of information on so many different aspects of health, wellness, and healing. And as you said, it's not really, you know, we're coming from an energy point of view, so it doesn't matter what your background is, it doesn't really matter what you believe in as far as your spiritual leanings per se. And we are very, very excited to give you this information. And along with that, each week, as we mentioned, we'll have special offers, not only from us, but from our special guests. So this is an exclusive for Energy Medicine Radio listeners only.
I talked to Professor Jerry Allen Johnson. He is the medical Qigong guy in the United States for sure. He has quite a few books out, and also an 80th generation Taoist master. He was just in Miami and did a workshop here on Taoist mysticism, the protections to protect yourself from spirits and demons and ghosts and all that. It was a great workshop, and I asked Jer, I said, would you come on the show? He said, I'd love to. So we'll announce when he's going to come on. You know, we're getting dates from these people. Ray Merriman, who's a very, very well-known international astrologer, he agreed to come on and talk to us a little bit about what's going on a planetary level. Matt Fury, who's not only a marketing guru, he's a guru of exercise, and he agreed to come on, and many, many more exciting people from all over the planet just want to come on the show and share what they have, share their knowledge about energy, about health, about wealth, about happiness. And this type of show, it happens once in a while. You know, I've been in this type of business as a healer for, you know, like I said, 35 years or so. And along the path, you meet a lot of people. And you become friends with those people, and those people become your family. So, of course, I called the family and said, hey, man, would you come on the show? And everybody said, man, I'd love to come on the show. So they're going to share their knowledge. They're going to share some of their products that they have. They're going to share a vast, vast array of knowledge from astrology, medicine, healing,
feng shui, sound healing, food healing.
Yeah, and just things to enhance our life so we stay healthy. You know, with all the things happening now, all the pollution on the planet and all the genetically modified products and all the wars going on, there's a lot of heavy energy. But this energy can be transformed. Energy is energy. If I tell you I love you or I tell you I hate you, it's just energy. And I'm going to teach you and share with you how to grind up energy, good or bad, and you're going to get it into a fine alchemical powder and be able to take that into your system and just grow mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And that's what it's about. It's about our growth. You know, when a person, I was talking to Dr. Johnson when he was here, and he was saying, when a person prays, they're asking the divine to listen to them. But when a person meditates, a person is listening to what message is available. And we'll share a lot of techniques on how you can listen. And as you listen more, you'll be able to get more things in your life. You want to do a guided meditation? You want me to do a guided meditation?
Well, I think it would be lovely, and since it's the first show, it would be nice to do an actual guided meditation so we can take the people through, the listeners, actually through an activity per se.
Okay. I would love to guide everyone through a nice relaxation meditation.
So let's pick a theme.
Okay, let's pick a body theme. This is the best way to fall asleep. So, everybody put your feet flat on the floor and take a deep breath in and let your body start to relax. We're going to relax it in a different way. What I want you to do is, first of all, wiggle your toes. Relax your toes. I want you to wiggle your fingers and relax your fingers. Now, move your foot around a little bit. Relax your foot. Now relax your hand. Now relax your wrist and relax your ankles. Now allow your calves to relax. Now your forearms. Relax your elbows. And now let your knees relax. How do you get them to relax? You just tell them to relax. Knees relax. Elbows relax. Upper arms relax. Thighs relax. Relax your left shoulder. Relax your right buttocks. Relax your left buttocks. Relax your right shoulder. Now shake your tailbone. Relax the tailbone. Now relax your neck. So in segments, we're telling our body to relax. We're the director of our faith, and we're telling the muscles, the nerves, the skin, the bones to be totally relaxed. Take a deep breath in. Hold the breath. Exhale and relax even deeper than you were before. Now go inside. Let your brain relax. Let your tongue relax. Let your eyeballs relax. Let your throat swallow. Let the throat relax. And then bring your attention to your heart and see the heart a beautiful ruby red color, allowing the heart to relax. Let the blood start to relax, calming everything down. Bring your attention to your lungs. See the lungs a beautiful white color. And allow the lungs to relax. Bring your attention over to your right side, down near the ribs, and let the liver, the beautiful liver, let your liver quiver. A beautiful emerald green. Move your attention over to the left side. and allow your spleen and stomach to relax. See the color, a beautiful yellow color. Let your intestines relax, your genitalia, your bones. Taking in another deep breath. Hold that breath. Exhale. Go deeper into the relaxation. As you relax your body, your mind, just allow your spirit to travel out of your body and hover over the top of your head and see it in a beautiful gold color. Allow it to open and move up again, up into the universe, up where the stars are, the sun and the moon. And imagine the top of your head is just opening up like a convertible top, and the Big Dipper is starting to pour a beautiful white light of energy right into the top of your head. Comes into the top of your head, fills your head, fills your throat, fills your chest, fills your abdomen, fills the lower part of your body, and you are vibrant light. Now slowly, like a telescope, pull the energy from the third body down into the second body, hovering over your head. Take in a deep breath. And exhale, and as you exhale, let the telescope come down and bring all this energy of light right into your physical body. And feel the energy. Feel yourself as pure white light. Now, rub your hands together. Touch at the third eye, right between your eyebrows. Touch at the throat. Touch at the heart. And do that two more times. Rub your hands together. Touch at the third eye, the throat, and the heart. Last time, rubbing the hands together. Touch at the third eye, the throat, the heart. And rub all the energy down to your navel and come back into your body with a big smile. And here we are, back at the radio station. E, are you there?
I'm relaxed.
I'm glad you're back in your body.
We do have a question from one of the listeners, Margie. She says, there are so many types of meditations. What type of meditation do you recommend for someone who is just beginning?
I like a meditation that I learned years ago. The basis of it is the microcosmic orbit. A lot of times we try to clear our minds. You know, you've gone to meditation, you're supposed to clear your mind and be still. I've always been hyperactive. I got a lot of energy, and my energy is moving all the time. So I like to practice the microcosmic orbit. The orbit works on the chakra system. So we have a chakra's a spinning circle. That's what it is. It's you'd think that it's, you know, when you see it on a poster or something, you see these, you know, a blue one, a white one, a red one. But it's not a little spot. It is a spinning energy. Looks like a disc spinning. So if you've ever seen a picture of an angel, you know, she always has an aura around her head. Or if you see a picture of Jesus or Buddha or any of the saints, any of the angels, they all have these lights around them.
A halo.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a halo or an aura. Well, the reason that exists, all the artists draw it, the head is the positive pole of the body, the feet are the negative pole. We have this energy system inside, these chakras that are spinning around, one at the top of the head, one at the third eye, one at the throat center, one at the heart, one at the solar plexus, one at the navel, one at the sex center. And these energy centers are spinning so quickly, what happens is with the positive pole and the negative pole and the energy spinning around it, it's like a magnetic thing. It shoots off light into the universe, and that light manifests as the aura. Sometimes, oh, the chakras, like let's say the throat chakras open, so you're very communicative. I don't know if that's a word.
That was it.
You communicate a lot. You talk a lot. And by communicating a lot, that throat chakra's open, but maybe your navel chakra is closed down.
Or root chakra?
Yeah, the root chakra is closed down. So what happened is you don't have enough money to buy a salad. You're just broke all the time. You're open, you're spiritual, you're psychic, but you can never take care of the material plane. When we start to learn the microcosmic orbit, and we will learn it with guarantee, I'll teach you how to do this and share this. This is a great meditation. And as you do it, you start to balance all the chakras, and it's done through a breathing technique. In the beginning, you're going to imagine you're breathing down the front. You don't have to imagine. Just put, if you're left-handed, put your right hand on your top of your head. And if you're right-handed, put your left hand on the top of your head. You want to use the less dominant hand. So I'm left-handed, so I got my right hand on the top of my head. And as I inhale, I'm going to inhale, and I'm going to let my hand come down the front of my body all the way down to my genitalia. Now take your dominant hand, put it on your back, and exhale and let that hand come all the way up. So what we're starting to do is direct how the energy flows. It's an orbit of energy. It's moving around the body. So breathing down the front, exhaling up the back. So we're starting to connect the crown chakra with the third eye with the throat with the heart with the solar plexus with the navel with the sex center with the perineum, and up the back. So as that energy starts to move, you're starting to balance out all the chakras. And probably the next time we're on the air, I'm going to teach you how to use this orbit meditation to transform energy for your growth mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, and build your spiritual digestive system. So you can take in anything. You can take in the beautiful sunset, the sunrise, the beautiful ocean, the forest, the mountains, and you can take in somebody cutting you off on the road, somebody giving you the finger. You can take in everything. You're just going to be able to transform energy for your growth to make you happy, healthy, and wealthy.
Beautiful. We have another question from Helen. How can working with the magic square help with health issues that have existed for a long time?
Okay, that's a good question, Helen. Well, first of all, when you fill out the magic square and you get clear on what you want, it starts to set up a program inside of your body. If you don't, oh, I'm sick and I need to be better, that's not enough. You need to know exactly what you want. If people have no goals, if they don't know where they're going, and it includes your health, then you can't get there. So as you work with the magic square, you're able to set things up on what you want. I mean, it could be even your death, because you're setting up number 7 is about what you're going to leave. So before you leave and jump out of your body, you want to get everything ready, because we never really leave. We're energy beings.
It's a framework in which to work with in this lifetime, the magic square.
It gives you a way to set what you want. So the self-cultivation is all about your health. It's about, of course, it's about cultivating yourself. So it gives you an idea. So instead of saying, oh, I want to get better, you can start to say, well, here's what I want for my health. I want to be able to do the activities. I want to be able to exercise. I want to be able to eat healthy. And you start to transform and change things. You want to make sure that your pH is alkaline. So as you do it, you're making like a checklist to establish exactly what you want in your health. So if you want good health, first of all, you have to decide, yes, I want good health, and then you have to start doing something about it. And that all goes through spirit, but there's a story about this guy, he was a traveling salesman. It's not a dirty joke, it's about a traveling salesman. He was driving out in the country, and he saw this beautiful farm with a beautiful barn and a beautiful house and a big picket fence around it. And there's this farmer, he's standing out there in the field, he's doing his thing, and the salesman said to himself, you know, the salesman had a very strong spiritual background. He was one of those missionary-type fellows. You know, he was selling Bibles. So he went and he said to himself, I'm going to get out of the car and I'm going to walk over and I'm going to tell that farmer how lucky he is. So he got out of the car and he walked out in the field and he said to the farmer, sir, my name is Alex. And I want to tell you that you have a beautiful place, just a beautiful, beautiful place. And you should get down on your knees and thank God that he gave you such a beautiful place. And the farmer said, well, I'm very grateful that you told me this, but you should have saw it when God had it by himself. So a lot of times we have to work. And when we work and we know where we're going, we're definitely going to have a beautiful, beautiful life and bring in the health that we want and need.
Gorgeous. So the Magic Square is the offer for this week, and they go to
Recharging Qi, spelled Q-I, Gong, G-O-N-G, .com. That's the name of the website, rechargingqigong.com. Go to products, it's on the top. And when you look at all those products, you'll see one of the products called the Magic Square. Click on the Magic Square and then push order here. When it comes up, there's a code, a special code, and the special code, the secret code is Radio 1. The number one. Put that in, you get 50% off, and I'll send you the notes, I'll send you the DVDs, and if you have any questions, you can write me, and I'd be glad to go over it, because it's a great system, and it's a great deal, and it's going to make you have just a wonderful, wonderful experience, and be able to set your goals on all these 9 domains.
I love working with the Magic Square because it does give a framework and guidelines. And sometimes when things are going on, the focus will be on that specific thing. And it shows you, it keeps showing you that you can put your energy in different places and bring them to the culmination of what you want to achieve.
Join us every first and third Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or listen again online at bbsradio.com/energymedicineradio. Wishing you the best in your health, wealth, and happiness.